Hey there, Arthur again. I'm going to talk more about this Tiger Watch, and I know we talked about it for LO3 and you organizing events and stuff like that. But what about the ethics of this Tiger Watch? I know that Tiger Watch is all about saving tigers and stuff, but there surely is people out there that that need tigers to survive.
Yeah, we had certain hunters. We tried to make it so that that hunters who needed tigers to survive, we tried to convert them into making certain bags and materials so that we could sell, so that we could find them another kind of job besides hurting tigers.
What about the success of that? Did you hear anything of that?
I didn't really hear much about it, but I think it was all right. I find it quite difficult that it was really successful, because it's very difficult to convert someone to a different. It's very difficult, I'd say, to convert someone to a different job when they've probably been doing it for a long time. And also going from hunting to making textile products is just really something else.
Yeah, but I guess if you give them no choice though,
if you give them no choice, then that works.
But we have got.
Yeah, well, that's kind of forcing someone into it. It's kind of forcing someone into it, but I guess it's all right.
Which country was this in?
I think this was Indonesia.
Okay.
We had a certain area. I think this is I think it's a reserve, which is a very large area where many tigers were. But there were also some villages that lived in the area. The men hunted the tigers, and the ladies they made certain products for them. So that's how it really worked.
But this is not just about Indonesia, though, is it? This is a global thing, surely. Did your group look into that?
No, we just looked into Indonesia, actually, because I think the thing is, our group is relatively small, and if we went to the scale of the entire world, that'd be way too much. I think it was better just to start small into like one specific area, and then maybe if you got more members and a bigger group in general, then you could progress up to that level. But thinking about the whole world would be quite a lot to deal with. We looked at certain things though. We looked at the different things that were happening around the world to tigers, but we didn't really focus too much on the solutions for those, and we just focused on the solutions for just specifically Indonesia.
Do you think it'd be worth setting up like another group or multiple groups within the school that could focus on different countries?
Yeah, I think so, but I'd find if we set up multiple groups though, we'd find it maybe things like group communication would be relatively difficult, but I guess it would work.